Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. In the play Circle Mirror Transformation, an unlikely collection of strangers sign up for Marty's adult creative drama class. A recently divorced carpenter, a high school junior, a former actress, and Marty's husband. The group plays Marty's imaginative and sometimes awkward theater games, but as their relationships develop over the course of the summer, the seemingly silly games generate some real-life drama. The comedy from playwright Annie Baker landed on top 10 lists of the New York Times and the New Yorker in 2010. Performing Arts of Woodstock presents Circle Mirror Transformation over the next two weekends. Here now to tell us more, we welcome Molly Parker Myers, who is playing Teresa. Hello, Molly.
Hi.
Hello. Julie is a Zabo.
Yes, that's right.
Is playing Marty, teacher of the acting class in the play. Hello, Julie.
Hello.
David Rose is here. He plays James in the show.
Hello.
And the director, the ringmaster, is Trish Hawkins and joins us as well.
Hello. Hi,
hi. How are you? So let's begin with you, Trish, of how you came to this production and doing this particular work.
When PAW, Performing Arts of Woodstock, asked me if I wanted to direct something for them, I said yes and went on a search for a play. And this play I had actually seen in a production and had been very moved by in a very odd way, not the way you usually are with a play, but it had taken me to kind of a different state of being. So I thought of it and thought it was something that we could do. Partially because PAW doesn't have its own space right now, but the space that we do have is kind of like a site-specific space for this particular play, in that it is kind of a community center with a big mirror and a beautiful ambiance that really suits the play. So those were things that bled into my decision to pick this play, which I love.
When it comes to the, I find it interesting of it affecting you in a different way. So have you been able to put your finger on that of what there is about it that is different? Because usually we like to be moved, we like to be transformed,
yeah,
by theater.
Yes, well, this is moving and potentially transforming, but it's not a traditional plot-driven play. It happens in scenes that are kind of flashes of what happens in the class, the exercises, and then what happens in the breaks between the exercises in this very small group of people in this very isolated town in Vermont, which is kind of a mythical place that Annie Baker has written three plays about. The author mentions in her introduction to the play that it's a strange little meditation about life, death, and the passage of time. Somehow out of all these moments in the class and the moments in the breaks, at the end, there's kind of a, I don't want to give it away, but there's kind of a transcendent feeling of the future, of these people moving into the future, and this being a very important part of their lives as they do move into a better future for all of them, really.
I do want to talk to members of the cast and get their take on this, but before I do, what are the challenges in directing a work like this?
Well, there are the challenges of making the, since the plot, since the traditional plot isn't there to string things together, it's really the actors and the actors' sensibilities that bind the play together. And of course, whenever you're dealing with something with short scenes, that's a challenge. And to get the... it's very interesting, too, because silence plays a large role in the play. It's written in that there are silences. And there's also things written in like hum, and things like that, written right into the play, almost in the sense that somebody like Beckett would write it, except, of course, this is much more accessible play.
Yes.
Those stage directions have been a real basis for the direction, because they give the play a naturalistic rhythm and an emptiness at times that is also unusual in the theater.
Because we don't like silence, right?
No.
That makes it awkward. It's like, why aren't they talking?
Right.
They should be saying something.
Right.
I don't want to think.
Right.
Right.
Right. And that I think that's a good thing to come up against, you know, when you're in the theater, that suddenly, you know, that silence. And but it also, I think, allows people to just sort of sink down into it and hear that beautiful silence. The other night at one of our dress rehearsals, there had been a Qigong class right beforehand, after which there was a huge silence, and it was really a pleasure to go in and do the play out of that kind of silence. It was really very moving to me.
It is, again, we're talking about Circle Mirror Transformation, which runs at the Mountain View Studio in Woodstock, being presented by Performing Arts of Woodstock, who join us this morning. So, Julie, let me start with you playing Marty of what it is to play against those silences and be a part of this work.
It's been a really special experience, very magical, and part of it is that in this production, I think the special qualities, besides the fact that we were really working with the musicality of the piece and studying and being very careful with the text and translating that text, is that with Trish's directions, she really pushed each of us actors very, very hard. And so we kind of move into the space in this vocally and physically in a way that especially because it's not necessarily a traditional theater, we have this way of moving in and out of the audience that I think makes this production a very special one. And Marty is the catalyst for everything. She's sort of this half troubled, half visionary person, and she's trying to experiment with the people in this class to push them towards this vision that she has of true contact and true openness. And in the meantime, all these things happen that actually affect her in a way that she hasn't been able to foresee.
And she has to deal with that, yeah.
Lots of unexpected little things, nothing big in this plot, but earth-shaking and soul-opening at the same time.
David Rose plays James in Circle Mirror Transformation. And David, what has this been like for you?
Well, what attracted me to the play was what might be described as a strange loop. Here we are, we're actors. We come together, share the fabric of our lives to do this dramatic experiment. And it's a play about these individual people that come together to do this drama class. So in a way, there's a self-referential element, and that strange loop lifts the play and enables this transformation, that in a way the characters are transformed, and in some ways we as actors are transformed. So there's a kind of magic and a puzzle. It's a bit of a puzzle. Not everything in the play is apparent. Annie Baker has included elements that are at times seem strange, and you're left with a sense of wonder, because there is this element where transformation happens. And I think as actors, we have been fortunate to experience that ourselves, as I say, in this sort of strange loop, that the actors are playing people that are acting in a class, and it kind of grabs you and whips you into this sort of transformation, which the play really offers.
Yeah. Teresa, I'm sorry, you're playing Teresa.
Yeah.
Molly, hello, I apologize.
No problem.
You do it so well, I can't think of you as anyone else, but Teresa. What has it been like for you?
Well, you know, I think something really interesting about this play and our production is all of this stuff that everybody's been talking about is... there's this real sense of awkwardness and vulnerability, I think, in these actors kind of coming together and trying to do these kind of weird exercises, you know? I mean, if you really look at acting exercises, like from the outside, they're kind of weird. They're kind of strange, kind of awkward. There are all these silences. The things that happen on the breaks of this acting class are kind of awkward, you know? And I think we really have to be comfortable with our awkwardness, both as actors and these characters too. But there's something that happens from that awkwardness and vulnerability. Like that, if you really let yourself be there, you know, you really can be transformed and you really can, you know, find these parts of yourself that you hadn't even realized were there before. So I think that the way it's written, with all of these ums and ahs and all these pauses and silences, you know, you really feel that. You feel that in between all that isn't said or, you know, that isn't clearly said, you know, you feel that sense of vulnerability, which is really what acting is all about.
So there is that moment. I'm fascinated by what you were just saying about that you are you, Molly, are an actor who is playing an actor who is, yeah. is doing these weird things and then portraying the breaks. Mm-hmm. So what is it like when then you, Molly, have a break? I mean, do you know what I mean? Is it then you become Molly, or are you still like,
yeah,
transformed
yeah.
into that world for a moment? Because David kind of touched on that as well.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely, there's a lot of me and Teresa, and there's a lot of Teresa and me, more because I'm exploring these areas. On the break, I become Molly, but there's definitely an overlap. There's, you know, a real... I mean, gosh, you know, in the play, I use my own handbag. I wear my own jewelry and my own clothes, you know. And it's definitely, there's definitely an intertwining, you know, yeah. between character and self. I guess that's always the case, though, for acting, but even more so in this play.
Trish, you wanted that. You wanted the actors to bring part of themselves into that.
Yes. Even though the people in the play, Teresa is the only one who has been a real professional actress. The others aren't. I would agree, you always have to bring yourself. Someone who plays another part in the play, it was very interesting in rehearsal, he met someone who he thought of as a model for his character. And it was very inspiring to him. And so he started to use that model. And it was very interesting, but then I had to say, well, wait a minute now. We want you. We don't, maybe the model is kind of preventing you a little bit from bringing that beautiful quality that you have for the character. And to his credit, he said, oh, God, yes, of course. I'm so glad you said that. I don't want to get all modeled out here, you know, kind of thing.
Because, David, I would assume you don't want to turn an imitation down like that when you have that opportunity.
Oh, well, this wasn't David.
Just saying in general, yeah. when you have an invitation to sort of, you know, bring yourself and to...
Well, we must bring ourselves. Yeah. You know? And I know the other actors as well, Chris and Tessa, they are as challenged as we all are to empty out and yet carry the inspirational parts, the parts that we can lead with, but leave the rest behind and just take that inspirational part into the character and breathe that part into the character. So there's a elements of yourself, but to me, there's a escape from oneself in the work. You can leave a lot of the patterns and the predictability of your own personality behind and explore a different way of seeing things. And the play is very... As I say, there's an element that the audience, I think, will find. There's a bit of a mystery and a bit of a wonderment that's there. That something's happening, and what's going on? And
kind
by
of
the last scene, it's like, what just happened?
Kind of like life when things happen, and you don't quite know why, maybe ever.
Yeah, but,
right.
But,
I was going to say.
Also a little bit about being larger than life. That's part of it. It's like if you you boil down the essential and then you make it a lot bigger. That's kind of what the process and it's not bigger in an artificial way. It's like the essence of something, like the character that you find inside yourself, and then you let it out to the audience.
It's just magic, you know, really. It's just magic.
Well, the magic is upon us. Circle Mirror Transformation runs at the Mountain View Studio in Woodstock, New York. It's presented by Performing Arts of Woodstock this and next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. For more information, you can visit performingartsofwoodstock.org. Performingartsofwoodstock.org. Again, performances this and next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Molly, Julie, David, Trish, thank you so much for being with us. A great pleasure. Best of luck in your work.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.